with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There were at least 180 of them missiles launched by Iran into Israel. And while most of them were intercepted, the BBC's Nick Beek in northern Israel says it's not over just yet.
There have been quite powerful explosions that have continued over the past few hours or so. In terms of what the Israelis have been saying about this Iranian attack that was carried out this evening, they said that it's something which has escalated things in the Middle East and have vowed that there will be a very strong response to it.
President Biden visits the storm-battered Carolinas today as a search for survivors continues. In the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, the storm is blamed for at least 166 deaths across half a dozen states. Also at SRNNews.com, they sparred over issues including abortion, illegal immigration, and the Mideast crisis. Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz debating last night in New York, and White House correspondent Greg Clugston was there.
During a polite, even friendly debate, the most tense exchange came near the end when Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz discussed certifying the results of the presidential election 4 years ago.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
The two also sparred over abortion, housing, and health care. Greg Clugston, New York.
Day two of the East and Gulf Coast dock workers' strike, the union's initial demand, a 77% pay hike over 6 years. Union dock workers earn a base salary of roughly $81,000 per year, but some can pull in over $200,000 with a lot of overtime. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 183 points, NASDAQ futures off 58. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The West Point School Board is paying nearly $600,000 to settle a lawsuit with a teacher who was fired for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Peter Vlaming was represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel Tyson Langhofer says, quote, Peter wasn't fired for something he said, he was fired for something he couldn't say. The school board violated his First Amendment rights under the Virginia Constitution and Commonwealth law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The radical Muslims who control Afghanistan are targeting women with a series of new laws, among other things. They ban women and girls from attending school beyond the sixth grade, denying 1.5 million girls and women access to education. Afghanistan now the only country in the world to ban girls from both secondary school and college. The Taliban is also barring women and girls from traveling, going to parks, or being in public without a male relative. This is SRN News. Congress is gripped yet again by the tyranny of the urgent.
The stopgap farm bill is set to expire next Monday, and the congressional coalition that the massive legislation has relied on for half a century is on the verge of breaking down. Now congressional negotiators are desperately racing against long odds to minimize the damage before benefits run out at the end of the year. The bill's expiration marks the second straight year of Congress's failure to pass a typically five-year piece of legislation, which for almost a century has underpinned the U.S.'s agriculture sector and food aid programs. Congress must decide whether to try to get a farm bill done this year or pass yet another stopgap and hope the next batch of lawmakers is up to the job. The Democratic-controlled Senate has yet to advance its own version of the legislation. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Biden administration now specifically including LGBTQ plus people in a program that helps resettle refugees in the U.S., those who say they've been hassled or threatened in their home countries. More details, SRNNews.com.